every single institution in the federal bureaucracy of this country has been overtaken by murderous psychopaths and trannies. They are stealing elections. It is time now to stop them. Uncensored, unafraid, and unstoppable. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Well, something has gone seriously wrong in Georgia. I mean, it's always been a state narrowly divided between good and evil. 300 years ago, it was founded as a haven for debtors by James Oglethorpe, and slavery was banned. But eventually, it became a heartland for American slavery, and then Jim Crow after that. From the Civil War until the 1990s, Georgia was one of the most Democrat states in the country. For a brief couple of decades, it had flashes of being conservative, but as Atlanta has grown, Georgia has become the heart of radical leftism in the South. And in 2020, they spiked the football by snatching the election for Joe Biden in one of the most blatant ways imaginable. You remember, the busted water main. We all remember that. But the press wants to memory hole the entire events of Fulton County. Beth Maggeroni was a Republican precinct chair in Chatham County, Georgia, where Savannah is. She's been trying to restore trust in the state's elections after that calamity in 2020, but instead, she found herself treated as a common criminal. This happened just last night at a meeting at the Chatham County Board of Elections. Take a look. Absolutely unbelievable. Two linebacker cops to haul away a woman who might weigh about 110 pounds when damp. So what disruptive behavior was Beth Maggeroni engaged in to justify having two cops violently manhandle her out of the building? Fortunately, as it happens, we have the full tape of her entire remarks at the meeting. Here it is.
My name is Beth Maggeroni and I'm a registered voter of Chatham County. The message conveyed by all speakers today is that the Dominion voting system is fraught with opportunities to corrupt the integrity of our elections in Georgia, even under the best of circumstances. However, we have an added challenge in Chatham County. In Chatham County, I'm sure the board is aware that Mr. Wooten was brought before a grand jury in February by me for allegations of voting irregularities and falsifying documents. Based on the testimony of Mr. Wooten and his staff, the grand jury recommended that the Board of Elections improve training on chain of custody paperwork. The paperwork reviewed by the grand jury had many blank lines and inconsistent signatures, quote unquote. The chain of custody paperwork was supposed to be provided to me immediately per the grand jury presentment to the judge on March 1st, and I have yet to receive it. In addition, the grand jury noted that it received conflicting accounts from Mr. Wooten of what information has been made in the QR code printed on the paper ballot. It is requested that Mr. Wooten obtain this information
They're
not allowed. It's against my rights. It's against my rights.
Shame on you.
Does everybody have this on film? Because I'm
on film.
Allow her to speak.
So that's it. She was there to ask that the Chatham County election supervisor, Billy Wooten, obey instructions that were given to him by a grand jury. Now, here's some extra backstory. Beth was a precinct chair and poll watcher during the 2022 primary elections. She believes that she observed evidence of the election results coming out wrong and of Mr. Billy Wooten falsifying documents about the chain of custody of votes. So Beth brought Wooten before a grand jury with her concerns. The grand jury ordered him to produce evidence and documentation concerning that primary. He's had 3 months to respond. Instead, he's blown her off as well as the grand jury. So Beth did what citizens are supposed to do, and she showed up at the Board of Elections meeting to air her concerns before going back to the grand jury. And that's how she got treated. Assaulted, humiliated, hauled away by two cops. All because Billy Wooten doesn't want to listen to a grand jury. But then, obeying instructions is not Billy Wooten's strong suit. Mr. Wooten is a longtime leader in the Savannah, Georgia LGBT community, as they prefer to call it now. And you know how it is with LGBT leaders. Not only do they engage in unnatural behaviors, but they just can't seem to keep it private. Back in 2006, Wooten was convicted for solicitation of sodomy. Pretty funny since he claims to have been homosexually married since 1998, but I guess that's just how gay relationships are. Bill was given a light sentence under the First Offenders Act. Except, actually, it was not his first offense. No. You see, Billy Wooten is from North Carolina. And all the way back in the 1970s, he was convicted of another offense for crimes against nature. The exact nature of the crime is unclear, but crimes against nature includes regular sodomy, which was still illegal back then, though they rarely enforced it unless the behavior was public. But crimes against nature in North Carolina also includes attempting to have sex with animals. Now, we already know that Billy apparently finds buttholes and poop on his pee-pee to be erotic. So was Billy having a little barnyard fun? I mean, we can't say for sure, but the LGBT community has occasionally had issues with the spread of rare parasites otherwise seen only in livestock. And then we look at some of the photos that this guy voluntarily posts online. I mean, really, don't we have to at least consider the worst? Beth Maggioroni is the woman that you saw hauled away like a farm animal, and she joins us now. Beth, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So explain this. I mean, what's really happening in Georgia?
Well, we're working together as a team using the precinct model by Dan Schultz since the 2020 election, trying to get grassroots people to make a difference in Georgia. So we've been working since 2020, but the 2022 election was the first time that we could see firsthand what was going on. And as the precinct chair, I noticed some irregularities because I was a poll watcher at my own precinct and noticed that one of the ballot marking devices actually showed up with 53 votes on it before the building opened. And fortunately, the people at the precinct were able to notice that and take it out of circulation. They were really good poll workers, and so they did the right thing. But so that first got my attention. I thought, well, it could just be a one-off. But then that made me think, you know, there were other things during the day that just weren't quite right. And then across the city, we had all the machines go down at once and then come back up. And things just seemed a little funny. So I thought, well, I'll open record some information to figure out about ballot custody and that type of thing. And I also requested the copies of the ballots because obviously the ballots themselves would be illegal for anybody to have, but the copies of the ballots, and I was refused. And so I asked for ballot custody information and had a really difficult time getting that. And then I had a friend say, well, your best bet's to go to the grand jury. And that's when I had found the falsified or allegedly falsified document from Billy's office saying that the ballots were with the Georgia State Patrol and they were really in his own office because I had a taped call with somebody from his office saying, no, they stayed here the whole time. So that's the reason I went in front of the grand jury. And supposedly, according to the DA, I'm the first citizen, at least in recent history, if not ever, to actually be allowed to go in front of the grand jury.
So you went in front of the grand jury who agreed with you based on the evidence that you presented, and you have evidence from a recorded phone call that Billy Wooten was participating in a massive cover-up regarding the integrity of our elections. What justification did these cops have for coming in and hauling you out of there like a farm animal that Billy Wooten seems to also love?
To be clear, the grand jury, by the report I got, said that it must have been a misunderstanding with Ms. Mazzaroni regarding the ballots and where they were. And so they wrote it off as a misunderstanding, which I would beg to differ on. But at any rate, that's the way they said. So they did not convict him of that.
But based on the evidence that you have, it wasn't a misunderstanding. It was just an out and out lie. I mean, you have a recording of somebody working in his office saying that the ballot stayed here the entire time. And you have some letter from Billy Wooten saying, no, the Georgia State Patrol has these. So obviously somebody is lying. Who is it?
Yeah, they said, well, the returns were with Georgia State Patrol, not the ballots. But I had asked for ballots or returns. And actually the Georgia State Patrol, when I did open records with their lawyer, they said we didn't have either. We had nothing from Chatham. No returns, no ballots. Nothing.
Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is Billy Wooten doesn't want to cooperate with you because he knows that these elections are fraudulent. The bottom line is there's gray areas in the language coming from the grand jury because nobody really wants to dive into this because they feel that they'll be targeted just like you were by these cops. And the reason why the cops hauled you out of there is because there is fraud in the elections. They are openly cheating and they've been caught. That's the bottom line.
I can only go on what the facts are, and my suspicions are that there's something not right in Chatham County. So what we're asking for as the Election Integrity Group is we are asking for hand-marked paper ballots on watermarked paper that are counted at the precinct level. No more machines with QR codes. That was one of the things I was supposed to receive from Billy Wooten because he gave conflicting reports on what was contained in the QR code, according to the grand jury report. And so what he was supposed to give me within 90 days of March 1st was what was contained in the QR code. I've never received that. He was also supposed to give me the custody forms that he did not give me for whatever reason with my original open records request that, according to the grand jury, had lots of blanks and lacked signatures in places it should have, and they recommended that there be training in his office to make sure that forms were filled out as they should be. I'm not sure why, with my original open records request, when they did give me some documents, they didn't give me this document that showed up on the day that they testified, but all of a sudden there's this document that's having lots of signatures are missing, showing up on the day of testimony, but was not given to me in my open records report or request. Yeah. So that's what I was asking for yesterday.
I understand that you're limited in what you can say and that you have to remain objective in all of this. But if your gut is telling you that you're cheating, then listen to your gut because it's pretty dang obvious all over the country exactly what it is that's going on. Candace Taylor has been moving to create this grassroots movement as well to reinstall paper ballots the way that it should be counted on the same night. They do it in many countries where they have fair and free elections. There's no reason why we can't do it here. Allegedly the most sophisticated, country on the face of the planet. There's no reason why we can't count paper ballots the night of an election and have this thing done. There's a reason why these people are vehemently opposing that. And that's because they have found a recipe for success in stealing elections and installing the people that will protect them and their ideologies and move forward with their agenda, their radical agenda that is costing people their lives. Kids are out here dying as a result of many of the agendas that have been installed into our fake government, the corporate crime syndicate that you're seeing here. And now you've been hauled out by cops. Real quickly, 30 seconds left here. Are you being criminally charged with anything?
Not to my knowledge.
So they just hauled you out and told you that you had to leave. They carried you out like an animal.
And I wasn't over my time. I had a short speech and everybody else was given 3 minutes. So I was only about 45 seconds, a minute into mine when they stopped me. As soon as I was talking about the grand jury, they got nervous. And that's when they had me dragged.
Somebody who has nothing to hide has nothing to be nervous about. And the reason why it was your speech when you started talking about the grand jury is because you took a big, bright spotlight and you shined it right into the areas that they intend to keep dark and away from the public purview of people who are concerned about what they see going on in our country. We appreciate you. You're a modern day hero. Beth Mazzaroni, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Of course. We have to protect our country from these stolen elections and the installations of WEF puppets. We have to protect ourselves against open declarations of biowarfare by the fake murderous corporate crime syndicate posing as a government. We have to protect ourselves from the criminal taxation. We have to protect our kids from being mutilated and taken and stolen and molested and raped and trafficked and killed. And we have to protect our financial future. GoldCo is helping so many people to do that by protecting themselves with physical gold and silver. Plus, because you're here and part of Stu Crew, you get up to $10,000 in free silver with your qualified GoldCo account when you just give them a call. 855-706-GOLD is the phone number. Again, 855-706-GOLD. Call GoldCo today, 855-706-GOLD. We'll be right back.
Taxation is theft, especially when your money is used to fund evil.
Wear a mask. Get boosted.
Corona hoax, mass deception, America controlled by fear. Good news, there's another way. You can stop paying for the crimes and cover-up today through Freedom Law School.
The best thing you can do, according to the IRS's own official auditors, is to stop filing and paying income taxes.
Based on the government's official websites, there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. See the proof for yourself on freedomlawschool.org. Don't wait to drain the DC swamp. Start your journey to freedom from IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Starve out the problem. Weaponize your earnings. Defund the swamp and fund the truth and freedom movement today. Go to livefreenow.org and restore the freedom we all miss.
If you have a child and that child has a diagnosis of ADHD, you've gone to the doctor and they are suggesting neurotoxins like Adderall and Ritalin and methylphenidate and clonidine because they are whores for big pharma and because they are poison pushers and fake doctors, please try something else before you destroy your kid's life potentially with all of the documented irreversible long-term side effects associated with all of the aforementioned. Please try CBD and please use the family-owned business that we do business with here. All the hemp is grown right here in my home state of Minnesota. Everything can be sourced. You're not going to get any poisons or toxic crap in your CBD like you will if you go to the corner store, which sells all of this BS from China. Go to curable.com. That's K-U-R-I-B-L, curable.com. Family-owned business, all the hemp sourced right here in my home state of Minnesota. So many other benefits to Curable, which you can find on their website. Plus, if you like THC products, they have them as well. Go to curable.com. Use promo code STU for 20% off site-wide when you go to curable.com. So, for the lucky ones among you who don't know yet, a man won the Miss Netherlands pageant. Yes, a literal man. Ricky Valerie Coley, not his birth name, to say the least, took home the top prize at the pageant's finale on Sunday. Here's the video of the entire disgusting episode.
2023 is Ricky!
Of course, it has to be said, the only reason that this pageant was able to get away with this is that dozens of real women were willing to play along with that travesty and be willingly humiliated. Ana Perez is one of our favorite conservative Latinas on this program, but right now she's under attack by the left-wing Twitter account Right Wing Watch because she said a naughty word. The word in question, for those who don't know, is and she used it to describe Mr. Coley. Anna also has a simple way of checking whether someone is actually conservative or if they are a cowardly rhino. She uses the word f***, and if they get offended, she knows that they aren't. It's a pretty foolproof mechanism, actually, for differentiating real conservatives from frauds and phonies and rhinos and cowards. Someone who can't handle the word f*** can't be trusted to stand against trannies, or the grooming of children, or the rape and trafficking of children, or really anything else. They've given liberals the power to decide what they can say and what they can think. Anna Perez joins us now. Anna, thank you so much for coming. We appreciate you being here.
Yeah,
Yeah, thank you so much for bringing me on. This is a topic that has really annoyed me for quite some time because I hate how the right caves to the left time and time again on so many issues, particularly when it comes to the people that they claim to not have respect for, that they claim to actually have a problem with.
Yeah, because we're on DirecTV and Dish Network, we've been warned several times about using the word fat. I mean, there are certainly other ways that we can talk about these fudge packing, butt banging, pillow biting, Hershey highway riding, put on your mud flaps and go off-roading, poopy dick loving, bottom banging mud pirates. But why are they so powerful? I mean, even the song on stage was, "I'm so powerful, nothing can stop me." Was that subliminal or was that an overt message to the rest of us?
No, it's an overt message. It's they want us to know that these are the people who are going to be running society from here on out, that this is the new thing you should want to be in society, whether you're young or you're older. Like, this is what we're going to prop up now. This is what you should strive to be, a mentally ill man who thinks they're a woman. It's very bizarre, but obviously it speaks to the whole depopulation agenda. I've covered this issue many, many times, but you know, one of the things that they've done, I think, over time is they've sort of gotten society accustomed to starting to find transgenders normal, to start to find them attractive even. You look at what happened to Sports Illustrated and how over time, first they propped up a fat woman. Then they put an old woman on the cover, and now we have a transgender, Kim Petras, on the cover. So what you're seeing there is they're trying to get you accustomed to finding people who are unhealthy and therefore unlikely to be able to reproduce attractive. That's what I believe is truly going on here. And by sort of endorsing it on the world stage, on using cultural avenues such as, you know, beauty pageants or many other aspects of life. You know, I talked about the military yesterday on my show as well, because they're actually lowering their standards right now for people who are on hormone blockers and hormone therapy, meaning transgenders, of course. The fact that they're doing all of that speaks to the fact that this is something that not only are they endorsing, but they are encouraging for people to sign on to.
Your litmus test for determining whether or not somebody is an actual conservative by using the words in front of them and seeing if they're offended by them is actually pretty remarkable. And, you know, it speaks volumes because it's our conservative movement, people who are morally upright, people who are Jesus-believing, Bible-believing Christians, people who are pro-family, people who are pro-life, people who are against murdering babies in the womb, abortion, killing babies, just cold-blooded murder. This group of people, us, it seems that they are really hyper-focused on infiltrating, and so that they're using large political favorites like Donald Trump, who we saw at Mar-a-Lago hosting LGBTQ, whatever this is, events, pride events, there and embracing the rainbow flag. And we saw the first hand that he shook was that of the mentally ill man pretending to be Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce. And, you know, Fox News, of course, people who watch the Fox News channel believe that they're watching conservative cable news when, in fact, no, it's Vanguard and BlackRock and the World Economic Forum and the Rothschilds and the criminal central banking cabal that are all funding this news, this network to propagandize people who consider themselves to be America first, you know, supporting Trump, supporting even patriots are now being, you know, indoctrinated that this is normal, that these trannies and that this gay crap is all normal and that we should embrace it. And that, no, you're not really a Christian if you speak out against this. To that, you say what?
Yeah, you know, this has really been shoved down the throats of conservative Christians for quite some time. And I hate this idea of like, well, if you don't accept them, then you're not Christian. Like, have you read half of the Bible? I don't think so, because that's not exactly what the Bible tells us to do as Christians, first of all. And second of all, what they're doing is they're taking their cues from the left, essentially, the right is. And so there are people within the party, within the Republican Party, who are actually Democrats, which is why I said I use it as a rhino test. Now, obviously, you know, I'm being somewhat facetious and I'm not being particularly specific with the term fact. There are a million other words you can use to, you know, essentially test whether or not somebody is, first of all, going to be fun to hang out with and normal and cool, because everybody says these words. You know, it's a big lie to say that, oh, well, I never use that word, you know, like, no, everybody is normal when they're around their friends. So that's, first of all, you're just a fake person in general, and you probably suck and are no fun. But also beyond that, it's this politically correct culture that the right has signed on to. And I'm sick and tired of seeing the fact that we've allowed that. to happen. So if you're going to play along with that, and you're going to play along with being offended by the word faggot. And the other thing is, they're getting offended on behalf of other people. Like, I'm sorry, are you gay? The people, because here's the thing with what Right-Wing Watch does, and I'm sure you've caught on to this as well, is that they try and drive a wedge between people on the right. They try to sort of push this disavowing culture on the right. They try to frame us out, certain people out, to be so terrible that even people on their side can't support them. Like, I did a segment with Briscoe Kane recently about basically just, you know, pro-life policies, pretty standard stuff, you know, about how he's sticking up for that in Texas as a Texas state representative. And they actually retweeted that. They put his name in there. It said Texas Briscoe Kane appeared on Anna Perez's show. And then they retweeted the video of me saying faggot. What they're trying to do is they're trying to push this disavow culture.
That's
because
right.
When they do that, then what, that's going to run rampant on the right. And then we're just going to be the same as the left, which we already have become, essentially, because everybody, it is effective. Sadly, there are people who go out and go out of their way to disavow someone. I don't owe these people anything. You don't owe these people anything. We don't have to disavow anyone. It's not really, it's not my job to wake up in the morning and go through a list of people I don't like and publicly disavow them. Like, I have things to do. I have a million things to do. I'm not going to sit there and do that, first of all. And second of all, like, I'm not going to get mad at somebody because we disagree on one or two things. That's absolutely absurd.
Virtually everybody that comes on this program, I agree with for the most part, but disagree with some of their takes. I mean, that's just part of it. I mean, I ask people to hold themselves accountable. This is our job here in the media, alternative media. If we're really seeking truth, and we're going to have some uncomfortable conversations. And yes, Right Wing Watch has done that to me before. I believe they were the ones that called Watch the Water, our documentary about snake venom, anti-Semitic. And then they tagged some, like, I think it was Representative Pete Sessions at the time that was on the program, and notable figures have appeared on his program and then tagged the congressman, the former congressman. Then we have people like Andy Biggs or Paul Gosar that come on the program, you know, and then they'll say, oh, he's a hateful person. But it's notable that, you know, prominent figures like Andy Biggs and Paul Gosar have appeared, and they tag them and they want them to know. And you're right. It's not your job to go out and disavow people every day. We're too busy for that. But it's also not our job to cup the balls of people who we want to come back on this program. If you're not afraid and you have nothing to hide and you're ready to be an open book and be vulnerable, and if you're ready to be held accountable as an elected representative by the people whom you are supposed to represent and do the bidding of while you're serving your time up there as a public servant, if you have nothing to hide, then you would have no problems coming on here, no matter what my take is on or other issues about the shape of the earth, or, you know, if the shots are killing people or not, or if we have real elections, or if they're fake and gay and rigged as well.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely correct. And I totally agree with the fact that this idea of, like, oh, I'm above going on Anna Perez's show or Stu Peter's show as an elected representative. Oh, God forbid I'm associated with them. Like, no, actually, you work for me. So as far as I'm concerned, you should be going on my show. And it's a large enough platform where these people who watch the shows, they matter. Okay. And by not going on these shows, you're saying, no, I don't care what you think. And I don't care about the fact that actually I work for you. So I'm happy to hear that there are Congress people who still go on your show, because I hate when people just disavow it. And to, you know, Briscoe Kane's defense as well, he never in a million years would disavow me or anybody, to my knowledge, at least now. You know, it just, that's what they try to do. They try to stoke division on the right, because that gives them a foothold. And then they're able to infiltrate it with all of this stuff, like we saw at Mar-a-Lago, which was kind of sad to see, because I think a lot of this is being pushed by the RNC, which is pretty gay in and of itself. But yeah, I mean, look, the way that the Republican Party has been infiltrated by these people is pretty obvious. And at this point, if you can't see that and you think that there's a problem with using the test as a litmus test for who you are as a, quote, conservative or not, then I don't think you get it. And like I said, the most annoying part was the fact that there were conservatives that were upset at that, or quote conservatives. I would say they're probably rhinos themselves, considering they didn't pass the litmus test. But I mean, like, whose side are you on? And this idea that, oh, it's a mean word. Oh, you mean to whom? The people that you claim to not support, the lifestyle that you claim to not support? It would be different if I were coming after people that you supported and I call them a mean name. But I'm going after people that biblically, you should have an issue with their lifestyle.
Was it mean that God literally blew up two whole cities over this sodomy crap? I mean, this is our Lord. This is our God, right? And that's what happened. If you've read the Bible, you understand God literally blew up two whole cities, Sodom and Gomorrah. What is the, you said the RNC was gay. Yeah, CPAC is flaming gay. What would be the motivation for somebody like Donald Trump to have these gay events? I mean, shaking hands with Bruce Jenner. I mean, what is this?
I think he's surrounded by a lot of bad people. And I know that everybody says that, but truly, I think that at this point, you know, it's becoming a real problem. And that's why I'm concerned about 2024. Like, he's the guy I'm supporting personally. But I will say this, I'm concerned by a lot of those issues that we're seeing surrounding him. And he has to get this cleaned up by 2024.
Yeah, because I mean, he is his own man. And so, you know, the people surrounding him, yes, we've bitched about his personnel decisions since the inception of this program, yeah. Surrounding himself with the deep state. The Turtle Lord, Mitch McConnell, Pfizer butt slut, Lindsey Graham. I mean, all these people pushing the shots still. He's his own man. Oh, I got duped by, okay, well, fine. But you're the president of the United States. The buck stops with you. And so if you can't lead your own parties at Mar-a-Lago in a way that, you know, accurately represents your constituency of America first, conservative, Bible-believing Christians, then how can you lead the country? And I think that there needs to be some accountability around Donald Trump. And to say, you know, that somebody has Trump derangement syndrome or that they're controlled opposition because they're asking these questions, I think is ridiculous. I mean, this is the president of the United States. We should be holding him accountable and encouraging good behavior from him.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And the same thing with the vaccine. I think one of the things that we need to keep our eye on as being on the right is that, you know, this is politics at the end of the day. And I did interview him right around the time of the vaccine, or I interviewed him with David Brody. And one of the questions David Brody asked him was, you know, well, why didn't you fire Fauci early on? And, you know, that would have been the obvious decision to make, considering, you know, most conservatives are not in bed with this idea of the vaccine.
Yeah, I agree.
I lost you for a second.
No, you're here.
But one of the things that he said was, well, you know, it was to some degree a political move. It was very difficult for me to do that. He was a piece of furniture in office. And you know what? I'm really glad that he was honest. I respect him for being honest about that. But this is a game of politics at the end of the day. And, you know, the Donald Trump that, you know, came in 2016 and said he wanted to drain the swamp. I don't think he himself was probably aware of how bad it was really going to get.
How deep the swamp actually runs, how murderous yeah. the cabal actually is, the lengths that they will go to perpetuate the evil and openly declare warfare on innocent people across the face of the planet. And yeah, you're right. This is a game of politics. However, it's a game that's costing innocent children their lives. And I think that it needs to be addressed as the number one threat facing humanity right now. We love you, Anna Perez. Thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Always stand up to Right Wing Watch as well and all of the rest of these people. More of the Stu Peters Show continues in just 60 seconds. Go nowhere. Heart disease, blood clots, strokes, kidney failure. These can all be found on the back of an ibuprofen bottle listed as side effects. And to top it all off, ibuprofen doesn't even get to the main cause of your pain and swelling problems. It's only temporary relief. It's only masking the true problem, which is inflammation. It's not only ineffective, it's expensive and downright dangerous, especially for seniors to be popping ibuprofen pills. That's why researchers are saying to add this Antarctic super nutrient to your diet. These are omega-3 fatty acids sourced from wild-caught krill. The omega-3 content from krill oil has been shown to support healthy blood pressure, circulation, brain health, as well as reduce inflammation, swelling, and joint pain. In fact, it can outperform ibuprofen, Advil, and Tylenol. And it doesn't have the dangerous side effects mentioned above either. Better yet, for a limited time, you can grab Native Path Antarctic Krill Oil for as low as $23 a bottle. Just go to StopMyInflammation.com right now to get your special offer for being a part of my audience. StopMyInflammation.com.
I'm going to fill this box here, and I'm going to try to replicate the indoor environment that most people face anywhere in the world today. The more energy efficient that we become, the more airtight that we make our houses, the more toxic it is for our environment. Our technology is vibrating the air at a rate of speed. Anything that is 0.001 microns or larger does not stand a chance in the presence of not only photocatalytic oxidation, but needlepoint negative ionization. We're sending out an ion wave that is going through walls, doors, floors, carpets, paddings, draperies, and it's synergistically vibrating the air, and it's going to drop it down to the ground as a biologically inert substance. Now, this is where you're going to come in. You can mop this matter, you can vacuum it, you can sweep it, but our technology is going to make sure that you're not continuously breathing this in.
I don't know if this includes you, but a record-smashing, unprecedented, staggering number of Americans are having problems getting the rest that they need, the sleep that they need to function on a daily basis, that REM sleep. They toss and they turn and they just struggle with it for years. I struggled with it. A friend of mine told me that it might be a magnesium deficiency. Well, I tried several products and none of them worked. Finally, I was introduced to nutrition scientist and champion bodybuilder Wade Lightheart, and he told me that, get this, there are actually 7 critical types of magnesium, and your body needs all 7 in order to get proper sleep. Well, the problem is, because of industrial fertilizers, basically all of the food that we now eat is deficient in these vital nutrients. Magnesium Breakthrough is the only full-spectrum, all 7 forms of magnesium supplement on the market. And let me tell you, this stuff actually works. Not only did it finally fix my sleep, but energy levels went through the roof as well. To learn more, go to magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Use promo code StuPeters10 to get 10% off your first bottle. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. Go to magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/StuPeters. So President Trump made a high-profile appearance at the UFC 290 event last weekend in Las Vegas. That appearance got a lot of attention, of course. But watching a bunch of people fight wasn't the only item on the agenda in Vegas. Trump was also there to meet up with Sound of Freedom backer Mel Gibson and his old ally Roger Stone to discuss the film, allegedly. It makes sense that Trump would be interested. I mean, as president, he actually created the first dedicated White House position for combining international human trafficking and combating it along with illegal immigration. So what was the conversation with Roger and Mel like? Well, let's ask. Roger Stone joins us now to discuss that. Good friend of the show. Thank you for coming back. Do you want to air the dirty details?
Sure, Stu. First of all, let me tell you the great thing about going to a UFC fight. There are no vegans there. There's nobody scarfing down tofu. There are no atheists in the crowd. It's a liberal-free zone of red-blooded Americans.
So you weren't overtaken by tranny freak shows and pride flags?
I saw none of that. What I saw were red-blooded Americans with a pure bloodlust for human combat.
This might be the only sport that I'm able to watch anymore at this point.
I mean, I'm a hardened, a political operator. Some call me an assassin. I had to look away several times. The fighting is that brutal. But the great part of it was before the fight, I did have an opportunity to join a conversation between Mel Gibson and Donald Trump. President Trump is a giant fan of both Braveheart and The Patriot. He told Mel those were two of his favorite movies of all time, meaning he's watched them multiple times, the way Richard Nixon used to watch Patton, which was made by George C. Scott, another great patriotic film. You don't see those anymore, as you know. And the president and I were both very inquisitive about The Sound of Freedom. Neither one of us has had an opportunity to see it yet. I've met Jim Caviezel. He's a kind of a protege of Mel Gibson. He's a great Christian. He's a great gentleman. He's a great patriot. He knows he's sacrificing his career here because they've tried everything to keep this guy from having any work in Hollywood because he refuses to endorse the communist, woke, lefty, gay agenda, trans agenda. But this is a courageous work. I think the president's going to arrange to have a private showing of it at Bedminster. But this whole trip was really quite extraordinary. Mel is very, very approachable. He's a very good guy. He actually recognized me before I recognized him. He was not kitted out the way you and I are, Stu. He was, shall we say, more informally clad. But he said, "Wait, I recognize you. How do I know you?" I said, "Let me give you a hint. 29 fully SWAT-clad FBI agents brandishing fully automatic M4 assault weapons stormed my home at 6 o'clock in the morning."
After CNN showed up, by the way.
Yeah, he said, "Oh, yeah, you're Roger Stone." I said, "Yeah, exactly." He said, "Wow, I read your book on the Kennedy assassination. Tell me the name of it." I said, "The Man Who Killed Kennedy, The Case Against LBJ. He said, "Yeah, I think you nailed it. I think you nailed it." So we were kindred spirits. He's a great guy. They've obviously tried to cancel his career. He pointed out that nobody would finance Braveheart. He wrote the $25 million check out of his own pocket. Film ultimately grossed like $1.3 billion. So I think Mel's in very good shape, and God bless him for that. But in the wake of this, we now hear that the Biden administration is basically erasing all efforts to track human trafficking and child sex trafficking at our southern border. A lot of the protections and programs President Trump put in place when he was president are now being erased. We can't even ask questions about it anymore. It's really, really outrageous.
Yeah. What was Trump's take on the, you know, the response from Mel and what the motivation was for actually releasing the Sound of Freedom?
Look, the president knows that he has a very strong record in this area. He's on the record, and his policies prove that he sought to crack down on child sex trafficking as president. He's pledged to do it again. It turns his stomach that the Biden administration tries to pretend, propped up by fake news media outlets like Rolling Stone and other, you know, propaganda fronts, insisting that there is no such issue, there is no such problem. It's all made up by these QAnon freaks. Well, I'm sorry, I'm not in QAnon. I think child sex trafficking, human sex trafficking is a very real problem. And the higher up you get among the elites in our society, the more prevalent it is. I think the president shares that view, and he's committed to a crackdown once he gets back into the White House. You know, Stu, having not been on the campaign trail with Donald Trump in a while, I'd forgotten how potent the Trump magic is. I mean, watching him in Iowa, watching him in Las Vegas, watching him in California over a three-day stretch, we didn't meet any millionaires. We didn't meet any billionaires. We met and saw thousands of average Americans, people lining the streets on the way to and from the airport with their American flags, people proud to be patriots, proud of their country. And Trump, at 77 years old, this guy has an energy level that left me in the dust. I mean, I, you know, starting at 6 a.m, doing 3 dinners a night, dinner with the state party officials, dinner with prospective donors, dinner with some of Dana White's friends within the UFC. And the guy still gets up early in the morning and he's still texting you late at night. He has the kind of energy level, the kind of stamina you need to be president of the United States.
To be a warrior. Yeah, absolutely he does. That's been one of the things that he's been most noted for. Notably, he's had an energy level that is just, I mean, supersedes everybody at his age group and even younger people, lazy, fat, bloated Americans like, you know, our bureaucracies have made them to be. Of course, the CDC and the FDA, I'd love it if he would deem them to be terrorist organizations and then treat them accordingly, get rid of these shots, incinerate the whole supply, arrest the people that were responsible for deploying these things and killing millions of people. We hope that that is what his one of his initiatives will be, as well as finishing the job at the border and, of course, finishing what he started here in the crackdown of child sex trafficking. We're having a whole lot of discussions today about that surrounding the Sound of Freedom, as well as adrenochrome. We're going to have Dr. Shiva here next to talk about adrenochrome and that this is not just something that's fake. This isn't just something for the movies. This isn't some QAnon conspiracy theory. No, that this stuff is real and that people may be taking it to extend their lives, specifically the elites and the media that won't even talk about it.
I think it explains why Hillary Clinton looks the way that she does, in all honesty. So, I mean,
yes, she does. She does maintain a very consistent level of hideousness, doesn't she?
She does. But I mean, look, she's you can smell sulfur when she moves around. But look, I think it's a real thing. Mel says it's a real thing. And he was embedded in the Hollywood system before breaking free and telling the truth. Jim Caviezel also says it's real. I believe it's real. I think the American people need to know the facts. As far as Donald Trump is concerned, I'm absolutely convinced that in a second term, you will see Trump unchanged. You'll see Trump, unalloyed. You'll see Trump all out, take on every vestige of the deep state, clean out the Justice Department, clean out the CIA, clean out the FBI, clean out the FDA, clean out all of our federal bureaucracy, and appoint patriots committed to putting America first. This is a Donald Trump who's been awakened. I mean, look, he did great things in his first term. Did he make some mistakes? Yes. There's no one who's perfect. Only he is perfect. But I guarantee you this, Donald Trump is now fully awake. He knows who the bad guys are. And in a second term, he's going to clean house and save our constitutional republic because we're teetering right on the edge here. He's right, Stu, when he says this is the final battle. This is the final battle. MSNBC is going out of their minds because I was on the campaign trail with them for 3 days because we're getting the band back together again. And that drives them insane. Well, to hell with them.
Those are awesome words. And we will stand below the tree and look for the fallen fruit. That's what we got to see. We got to see some action. And we hope that we will. Roger Stone, thank you so much. And if you talk to Mel Gibson again, thank him on behalf of this program and myself personally and my family and everybody else in Stew Crew land, because I mean, that guy is an absolute definition of what a hero looks like. Caviezel as well. These guys are laying down on a sword, knowing exactly what it is that they're exposing, mainstreaming the conversation again about the number one threat facing humanity, aside from those shots, even more devastating, in fact, is the torture and abduction and molestation and trafficking of our most precious commodity, which is our children. And these guys should set an example, should be a shining example to every American about what it means to actually act on behalf of protecting them rather than just talking about it every day on some stupid podcast. That's what we have to do. Really lay it out there on the line. So we appreciate that. And for you having the conversation and for Trump understanding what it is that's going on, I think I see a bright future here in protecting our children. Roger Stone, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Amen, Stu, and God bless you.
Everybody now knows that we live in an upside-down clown world under an empire of lies, a murderous regime. So previously, it may have sounded crazy, but I'm sure you won't be surprised to learn that liberals are very upset that people like me are advertising the Vanish holster. They cannot stand how this holster has helped get more Americans armed than ever before. What's so special about this Vanish holster, you might ask? Well, simple. It is the most comfortable holster ever. The most comfortable holster I've ever worn. I have plenty of experience, 15 years in bounty hunting, lots of experience with holsters and firearms. And when you get a Vanish holster, you'll never stop carrying because you'll forget you're even wearing it. Plus, the Vanish holster saves you money. That's because it fits 99% of all semi-auto handguns. It works without a tactical belt. It lets you carry in multiple positions. It carries two fully loaded magazines. And best of all, because you're a viewer of this program, you get it for $50 off. I am told that this discount is set to expire soon, so kick in your special pricing. Lock it in right now. Go to vanish.com/stew. That's vnsh.com/stew. vnsh.com/stew. It's all back for the money-back guarantee, and I believe them when they say it's the only holster that you'll ever need because it's the last one that you'll ever buy. Vanish.com/stew right now, today, before this discount expires. I don't know if this includes you, but a record-smashing, unprecedented, staggering number of Americans are having problems getting the rest that they need, the sleep that they need to function on a daily basis, that REM sleep. They toss and they turn, and they just struggle with it for years. I struggled with it. A friend of mine told me that it might be a magnesium deficiency. Well, I tried several products, and none of them worked. Finally, I was introduced to nutrition scientist and champion bodybuilder Wade Lightheart, and he told me that, get this, there are actually 7 critical types of magnesium, and your body needs all 7 in order to get proper sleep. Well, the problem is, because of industrial fertilizers, basically all of the food that we now eat is deficient in these vital nutrients. Magnesium Breakthrough is the only full-spectrum, all 7 forms of magnesium supplement on the market. And let me tell you, this stuff actually works. Not only did it finally fix my sleep, but energy levels went through the roof as well. To learn more, go to magbreakthrough.com/stewpeters. Use promo code stewpeters10 to get 10% off your first bottle. Trust me, you'll be glad you did. Go to magbreakthrough.com/stewpeters. Again, magbreakthrough.com/stewpeters.
Hey, America, Dr. Stella Emmanuel here. One of the things I will put together is what I call the Pandemic Preparedness Pack. It has 5 essential things in it. Number one, it has Covivite. Covivite has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. We have Covilite. Covilite gives you energy. It helps you with hydration. It also gives you mental clarity, the brain fog, and antioxidants. We actually use this as part of our Vax Detox Combo. Then we have Viramune Plus. Viramune Plus can build your immunity. It has elderberry, bilberry, echinacea, ECGC. It has proteases and peptides. Then we have Covidine. Covidine is potassium iodide. If we get nuked, you're going to need potassium iodide to protect your thyroid from absorbing radiation. The last thing we have is Fox Defense. Fox Defense is an old Indian remedy that has Sarracenia purpura opica plant. And it used to be work against smallpox. And it can help you against all the pox viruses to build your immunity.
Use the promo code STU for big discounts when they go to drstellamd.com. Yes. Use that promo code STU. It saved me a ton of cash, and it'll save you as well. Well, the Mel Gibson-produced movie Sound of Freedom has already grossed more than $40 million at the U.S. box office. That's despite a near total blackout in terms of publicity and mainstream advertising, and of course, despite going head-to-head against one of the most famous franchises in cinematic history in Disney's Indiana Jones. Well, Sound of Freedom's runaway success has revived a topic that was previously considered some QAnon conspiracy theory. It was discredited by the media and, of course, global elites. It was only for the movies. The topic of adrenochrome.
As your attorney, I advise you to take a hit out of the little brown bottle in my shaving kit. You won't need much. Just a tiny taste.
What's happening? Ah, there it is.
What is this? That stuff makes pure mescaline seem like ginger beer, man. Adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome?
Some people are just basically rotten. Anyway, the last thing in the world you want to do is call this hotel again. They'll trace the call and put you straight behind bars.
So the topic of adrenochrome has returned to mainstream discussion. Sound of Freedom star Jim Caviezel has brought it up directly. Now, some people suggest that adrenochrome isn't even real, but in fact that it's a lie. No, it's not. It's very much real. Even if you don't believe the full set of claims about it being harvested from children or being consumed as a lifespan expanding aphrodisiac. Well, Dr. Shiva Aduri has an MIT PhD in biological engineering. And just a few days ago, he produced a massively viral video about what adrenochrome is, how a child's body might be induced to create it, and the reason that it might be desirable for a person to take adrenochrome.
So let me tell you what this is like. To put it simply, you need stress and anxiety to create adrenochrome. If you're going to do this to an animal, be it a child or lab rat, you have to put it under extreme stress and anxiety. And that's what we're talking about. With just stress, you don't get it. You got to have both. So this is what I would call extreme torture. Because if you just have stress, you're not going to get adrenochrome. You have to have the stress and the anxiety. Everyone getting this? Everyone clear on this? So this is the example I'd like you to do. The lion is chasing the zebra. That's probably when adrenaline is being released. It hasn't got him yet. It's chasing him. But what about when this incident is occurring? This is when you're torturing the animal. You got it. This is the anxiety. So this will release adrenaline. In my theory, this releases a superoxide, which is the reactive oxygen species. So you need this and this. You need this and this. If you're just chasing it around, you get adrenaline. So if we want to put it in perspective, you need the stress and the anxiety to get this. So you need both of this taking place. They're probably torturing whoever they're doing this to. This is sort of torture. Now, at least in the animal world, they probably do this quickly and get it over with. But if you assume you torture it more, you're going to get more of this species, more of this, more adrenochrome. So prolonged torture, more stress, more anxiety is going to get you this. So what I want to share with you, everyone, is I think I have a basis for understanding adrenochrome synthesis. And it falls in line with what people have been saying. They're torturing these kids. This is the big takeaway that you can say that Dr. Shiva just offered you, an explanation for this.
Dr. Aduri is also mounting an independent campaign for U.S. president. You can learn more at shivaforpresident.com. That's Shiva, S-H-I-V-A, the number 4, president.com. And he joins us now. Dr. Shiva, thank you so much for coming back. We always appreciate having you.
Stu, it's been a long time.
Yeah. So adrenochrome, fable, conspiracy theory, bullshit, or does this stuff really exist?
Well, first of all, adrenochrome is a chemical, right, that exists. You can actually, I've come to understand, you can actually buy it, right? But what I was interested in, by the way, I did that video, actually, the long form of that video 2 years ago when it was very, very unpopular even to talk about this, Stu. And as a MIT-trained PhD, you're not supposed to talk about this kind of stuff, but I was getting lots and lots of emails, you know, when I was exposing Fauci in 2020, you know, talking about the immune system. People said, hey, Dr. Shiva, there's this thing called adrenochrome and these kids are being tortured. And, you know, there's a thesis that a set of elites have access to this substance and it prolongs life. It's an anti-aging, et cetera, you know, rejuvenant. So I was just intrigued from a scientific standpoint, because I think that's what scientists are supposed to do, right? When a idea comes, you explore it fully. Science used to be like that at one time prior to the 1970s, when people explored all sorts of ideas, when there was not this much censorship and attack on exploring ideas. So anyway, given I'm really not owned by anyone, Stu, I took this on because we have the tools, a tool called Cytosol that came out of my work at MIT. And I said, okay, from a systems perspective, the thesis people were saying was that mammals, animals, children in this case, were put under torture. So that's essentially the systemic issue, right? At a high level, physiological level, people are being put under torture. And the quote unquote conspiracy theory on this is that at that point, the child or the animal in this case is sacrificed and the blood is drunk from it. So, and the thesis is that you have this agent called adrenochrome. Now, adrenochrome is a compound, right? One of the compounds in blood. A simple example I could talk about is if you took carrot juice and you juiced it, right? The carrot juice has beta carotene in it, but you're also getting other nutritive substances, right? So today, I believe you can actually go buy adrenochrome, you know, on the market. It's sold as a compound. It's a chemical. However, this is a larger question, which people need to understand. When you drink carrot juice, it's very different than getting beta carotene, right? Because you have all those other constitutive materials. In the field of biochemistry, we call them making any one of those materials more bioavailable. And we can talk more about that. But at a systems level, you know, I applied the systems biology approach to understand if something, in this case, a system, which is a mammal, child, undergoes stress or torture, which is very different, how would that lead to the production of adrenochrome, right? So system here undergoes torture, how at the biochemical level? So with the approach that we take from a systems perspective, you're not just looking at one piece of information. The goal is to connect the dots. So stress, as we know, you know, the flight or fight response some people talk about, right?
Yep.
Imagine someone's chasing you around, right? Your adrenaline will kick into gear. It's part of evolution, right? This happens to soldiers. This happens to people who are under incredible stress. So adrenaline is a molecule which has a very particular structure, as that video I put out there shows. And I think when people go review that video, they'll see the chemical structure of it. So how does that chemical structure, adrenaline, get converted to adrenochrome? How would that occur? Well, you have to have what are called reactive oxygen species. ROS is sort of the broad term. So there's a whole range of reactive oxygen species our bodies produce when we're, let's say, in a state of anxiety, which is a little bit different than stress, okay? Uncertainty, right? And the example I gave in that is, you know, an animal being chased, obviously, the lion is chasing the zebra, it's going to have a lot of adrenaline. But at the point it's literally being held on by the animal.
Sinking its teeth into its back or taking it down to the ground and grabbing, yes.
Yeah, if it doesn't know if it's going to get away or not. If you ever see the example I gave is a cat playing with a mouse, right? One is chasing around the mouse, but imagine the point that the cat captures a mouse. The cat is in a very different state now. It not only was stressed out, a lot of adrenaline was released, but now it's in a state of anxiety. It's not sure of its future, uncertainty. Uncertainty is a very, very important characteristic of anxiety. Now, anxiety, and there's thousands of papers written on it, one of the key things of anxiety is that your body will release reactive oxygen species. And one of the key reactive oxygen species, so I looked at that, and superoxide is O2 minus would have to be released. And in fact, it is released under anxiety. So O2 will take the adrenaline molecule, and in that interaction, you will create adrenochrome. So the key point is, this should probably be published at some point, but I'm sure none of the major scientific publications, even though I'm publishing most of them, will probably never publish it. That's why I decided to do a video of it and take it right to people, Stu. So what's out there is, you know, unfortunately, to test something like this out, you would have to put a mammal under incredible torture. But with Cytosol, the technology I created, we don't have to kill animals. It's a very powerful technology, which allows us to mathematically model mechanisms of action. We use it a lot to actually discover how natural compounds can heal people, solve all sorts of diseases. And when we did the same chemical interaction, you in fact see that you can go from adrenaline plus, you know, superoxide to get adrenochrome. So the key point is we have a mechanistic pathway that explains the creation of adrenochrome coming from stress, adrenaline, combined with anxiety, where you create ROS, reactive oxygen species. One thing to remember is that, you know, if you talk to many of the vitamin companies, many of the consumer packaged good companies, massive amounts of research, because a lot of them come to us, are going into what are the nutrients you can take for anti-anxiety. And in anxiety is very powerful because it creates all sorts of reactive oxygen species. It creates inflammation. But under the right conditions, that example, like you're talking, like I put in that video where the lion is literally drilling its teeth into that zebra is, from this basis, at least I have a mechanistic basis, would be releasing adrenochrome, you know, if this mechanism is being in fact executed, which I believe it is.
So you told, you just mentioned something. You said that it's unlikely that this will ever get published. So it's you know, this platform's belief that we have a fake government, a hijacked government, a corporate murderous crime syndicate, actually, and that virtually everybody that's in our federal government is either under the influence of bribery or blackmail. You know, photos at Epstein Island, you know, they're being paid by lobbyists, special interests. They're padding their pockets, one paycheck from the taxpayer, the other one from, you know, Pfizer and what have you. So if you didn't have anything to hide, then I would imagine that you would be talking about this. So why is it that our press and, you know, places like MIT, for example, or our government, or nobody wants to talk about this? Why? I mean, is, in your opinion, is that, well, is that kind of a suggestion of guilt?
About 2 weeks, 3 weeks ago, I did a video, another video, which got probably about 10 million views. And, you know, Twitter as a platform still is highly, highly censored. And we can have a longer discussion about
that. Oh, yeah, I'm being throttled on Twitter. Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's Elon Musk is not the fighter for free speech. He's part of what I did a very short video with a whiteboard called The Swarm, How the Few Control the Many. If you haven't seen it, you should link it to it, because it really exposes to people that those in power are not just any one individual. It's not Hollywood. It's not the investment bankers. It's not Big Pharma. It's not the particular race. It's a whole swarm of people who are highly interconnected. And I laid it out. And that goal of that swarm is to perpetuate itself for power, profit, and control. And from a systems perspective, one of the big things that, you know, I promote is the concept of educating people on system science and a truthfreedomhealth.com. People can go learn how to do that, because we need to educate people to understand it's not any one point. That's how they distract us. One day it's this person, another day it's this person. But when you understand that the swarm is an interconnected set of people, it involves Hollywood, involves the investment bankers, involves the Vatican, involves the central banks. So all of these people, a very finite set of people, but they sort of telepathically communicate. The goal of those people is to input into the 8 billion people policies, propaganda, false heroes, like including Trump and Robert Kennedy, who was also on Epstein's plane. And right now, those two, what I call the not so obvious establishment, is very important to understand, Stu. It's easy to understand Fauci and Biden and the Clintons and Obamas. But the establishment is very clever. They create the not so obvious establishment in a recurring process. In 1984, they used Jesse Jackson. Then they used Obama. Then they used Bernie Sanders, right, to bring all the Democrats right back into the party. Trump, you know, a lot of us who supported him, at the end of the day, he supported all of these policies. He was used to bring the right wing back into the establishment. And what is happening right now, Steve, is quite, Stu, is quite dangerous, Stu, is that the establishment knows, after a lot of the work that I've done in 2020, guys like you put stuff out there, that people are recognizing that the left and the right are one. And it's even more deeper.
That's right.
So they have to put forward these agents who are actually one of them, Robert Kennedy Jr. and Trump. And the idea is to sucker people back into the establishment. And if you really look at these people, they're all part of the swarm. Go look at Kennedy's actual history. The guy learns how to speak with forked tongue like a serpent. Look at what Trump actually said he was going to do and what he did do. And the problem is we have been brainwashed to basically accept, oh, your personal integrity is different than your public integrity, that your words don't have to match your deeds. And in fact, Kennedy says that. He goes, personal integrity doesn't have to match public integrity, says that. So we're in a very interesting world right now that the swarm has recognized that people are awakening in a very deep way. So they are pushing forward the not-so-obvious establishment. To answer your question, they will not answer certain things. They will go and talk about certain things, but in a very ambiguous way, right? But they won't talk at the heart of the issues, A, because they have their handlers. B, their goal is to sucker people into acting like they're anti-establishment. But at the end of the day, they actually support, they're essentially agents of what I call the swarm. And ultimately, the goal is to make sure people do not, on their own, build decentralized bottoms-up movements, which find people that are one of us, right? Not one of them. So that's what the phenomenon is going on. So the adrenochrome thing is quite fascinating because it's sort of a litmus test. Ooh, I'm not going to talk about that. Now, fortunately, because I have the training, I was able to talk about that in a context that is sort of, you know, you're putting it into a scientific context, because sodium plus chloride gives sodium chloride. That's just a chemical equation. Adrenaline plus superoxide will give you adrenochrome. And the conditions from a systems perspective is what I've presented. And I think a lot of these guys won't talk about it, too, because they'll all be implicated in this.
I agree. 100%. This is the reason why they won't talk about adrenochrome. But not only that, as we discussed with Anna Perez earlier, it's the reason why they won't blatantly throw homosexuality under the bus where it belongs, send it directly back to hell where it belongs. This is the reason why they won't talk about the Pfizer injections and the millions of people that are being maimed and murdered at the hands of doctors in so-called medical facilities when they administer this remdesivir and hook people that walked in under their own horsepower up to life support and ventilate them and separate them from their families and put them on cocktails of sedatives that are dangerous and deadly. This is why they won't talk about where the billions of dollars in weaponry went missing from the Ukraine and ended up allegedly in Paris. They were using RPGs that are weaponry. Lockheed Martin and Raytheon are getting filthy rich. The fossils in the DC Beltway, the military industrial complex, Pfizer butt slut Lindsey Graham, all these people, these warmongering criminals, they won't talk about any of this. They just want to keep bringing you back to the shiny objects. They want to keep talking about the shiny. I've got 1 minute left here. Final words.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I think bottom line is so the Lindsey Grahams, the obvious establishment we all know are scumbags. But we need to awaken because from a systems perspective, it is a not so obvious establishment. And the elites know that they can give the shiny objects of a Robert Kennedy or a Trump to sucker people back to the establishment. This may be hard. You know, I lost 20% of my followers in 2020 when I had to do the dirty work of exposing Kennedy. Because you could see what he said and what he did. He says, I'm pro-vaccine. I vaccinated all my kids. And then he says he was going to somehow take the CDC and reform them to create, quote unquote, safe vaccines. You see, these people are speaking from both sides of the mouth. So later they can have these, oh, I said that and this. Well, you didn't understand me. It's quite nuanced. So it's a very clever state that we're in. And Trump has done the same thing. He completely supported Operation Warp Speed. He didn't fire Fauci. And then he says, now I'm going to get back in. I'm going to obliterate the deep state. You know, it's rhetoric. It's not based on actions. And people go look at my history in 2020, Stu. People realize I was the first one who called out Fauci. Kennedy was promoting lockdowns in 2020, strict lockdowns. So it's time people understand that delayed truth is deadly. Doesn't matter if you expose the truth now. When did you do it? When? Because now to write a book 2 years later, after all the damage is done and do speaking tours and acting like, you know, you did something is nonsense. So I think people need to get wise. Go look at people's timeline. When did they say these things? When it was opportune to say them or when it was truly putting their reputation on the line to do it? That adrenochrome video I did 2 years ago, not when it was opportune.
Yeah. I know all about being unpopular and having unpopular opinions and having a whole lot of enemies, like the ADL, for example, a great enemy to have. Dr. Shiva, thank you so much for being here. You know, this they won't talk about yet. Dr. Kennedy again, or excuse me, Robert Kennedy won't talk about the bioweapon status of these injections either.
Well, he won't. And he basically said what's going on in Ukraine, you know, we're there for the right reasons. Then he attacks Biden. You see, he's a very clever snake.
Yeah.
And by the way, I challenge him to debate me and he won't. And we have all of his contradictions on vaccines. This guy is truly part of the swarm. He's part of the deep state. His entire
Karen
family.
Kingston, biotech analyst for decades, you know, did an interview with Bobby Kennedy, showing him the pegylated lipid nanoparticle encapsulated in hydrogel and frozen in cryo, all this other stuff, showed him all of these things. He has yet to this day to air that 45-minute interview because it completely dismantles everything that he has said. He won't do it. He won't air. But he did invite her to go hiking with him. We're not going hiking with a Kennedy. I don't think so.
Well, I mean, the reality is, you know, Maureen Callahan of the Daily Mail, who's been following this, wrote a very, very powerful piece, but none of all the grifter mainstream media, I think you're the only one of the few people, Stu, is essentially giving Kennedy layups because they are getting quid pro quo. Twitter has become a banana republic. You say good things about Musk, you get views. You say negative things about him, you're put down. You know, I was taken off Twitter, if you remember, in 2020 for exposing the backdoor portal. It was our lawsuit that got the first injunction showing that government and Twitter are one. All that was suppressed by Tucker Carlson, Glenn Greenwald, as well as even today. So Musk has done a limited hangout. Meanwhile, he actually is promoting the conservative grifters. He gives them views. In exchange, they're supposed to be his lapdogs. We live in a very dangerous world because we're at censorship 10.0, where you're allowed on Twitter and Facebook, but you're in a digital cage. And we should talk more about that, predictive analytics that are taking place.
Very much so. Upcoming, we're going to do that, Dr. Shiva. I appreciate your candid language and, you know, not being afraid to just say the absolute truth. That's what we're here to do, because the absolute truth saves
lives. At the right time.
Yeah. Yes.
Truth is
and
deadly.
At the right time. You're right. Delayed truth is deadly. virtual, digital, and even physical prisons. That's where they want you. More of The Stu Peters Show continues in 60 seconds. You guys know I'm a huge fan of Chuck Norris. Who couldn't be? He's not just an action star, he's a veteran, he's a family man, and he's actually really big on health. But get this, he says that he feels better right now at age 83 than he has in years, and it's from making one single change to his diet. What he realized is that after decades of trying every supplement out there, most of them did nothing for his health. But a few did provide dramatic changes. So he put them all together in one drink that he calls Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines all 10 of Chuck Norris's favorite supplements into one daily drink. It's got probiotics that help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for all those muscles and joints, and several of the most powerful anti-aging supplements on earth. Look at this guy, he looks great. I gotta say, I started taking Morning Kick because I'm a fan of Chuck Norris and I trust him, and I can see why everyone is raving about it. What's amazing is how much more energy I have. Digestion is fantastic. I'm thinking more clearly. Obviously, everyone is unique, so results will be different for different people, but for me, it's an absolute game changer. It makes me feel younger. Plus, it tastes great, just like strawberry lemonade. It's become my favorite drink, actually. If you want to try it yourself, head over to AmericaReadySupply.com/stew. That's AmericaReadySupply.com/stew. We are seeing unprecedented criminal tax hikes, hyperinflation, a full-blown recession, and it's all part of the grand plan. The billions of dollars that Biden keeps sending to that corrupt, fake Ukraine. The trillions in new taxes that he wants to shove down your throat. The electronic banking system crash, resetting everybody to zero. Checking accounts, savings accounts, 401ks, IRAs, all of it. Zero. But you don't have to be a victim. Protect your money and get up to $10,000 in free silver to do it when you call my friends at Goldco. Goldco has helped to protect over $2 billion in gold and silver for people like you and me. And now they're offering you up to $10,000 in bonus silver when opening a qualified IRA account just for being a supporter of The Stu Peters Show. So whether you want to protect your 50 grand or a half a million or even more, this is your opportunity to protect yourself from our out-of-control, corrupt corporate crime syndicate. Don't be a victim. Call Goldco, 855-706-GOLD. Again, 855-706-GOLD, or go to goldco.com/stu.